the rest of the story. October 2002 will live forever in the annals of aviation science as the testing time for a Star Trek-style quantum leap in man's quest to conquer the sky. The aero technology, thus under scrutiny, by engineers and by test pilots at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center in California, is called ACTIV, Aeroelastic Wing. It's an aircraft wing design without independent control surfaces. I mean, no flaps and no ailerons. It just steers through the calculated reshaping of the entire wing structure. Another name for it is wing warping. And the United States Air Force has made an initial investment of $41 million just to research its viability. You and I could have saved them some money, because you and I have seen the prototype already built and tested. It proves that wing warping works. I'm not referring to the computer models developed at Wright-Patterson in Ohio, although what the resulting data suggests has 21st century flyboys salivating, potentially lighter craft, faster craft, more maneuverable, particularly at supersonic speeds due to reduced drag and load on the primary aerodynamic surfaces. In the test at Dryden, the wings of an F-18 fighter have been modified. Its wings are already more passively flexible than most. But what our Air Force envisions is the next generation of military airplane designed from a clean sheet of paper with no external moving parts to encumber flight. Commercial and private aircraft should be next. In the conventional airplane wing, hinged control surfaces are located along the trailing edge. But since wing warping shape shifts at both the trailing and the leading edges, only slight deflections will dramatically alter airflow. Of course, birds have been wing warping all along. The consequent aero efficiency allows turkey vultures to steer with a mere twist of a wingtip. And that's precisely the observation that led the team of civilian scientists to apply the natural phenomenon to the principles of manned flight. In fact, in design predating the modification of the F-18 for the official trials at Dryden, a truly Star Trek-type feature permitted the pilot to deform the wings of his craft, each wing independently, simply by shifting his body weight. For the United States Air Force test flights of October 2002 are assured a prominent place in aviation history, as their outcome will doubtless demonstrate the efficacy of the active aeroelastic wing. And yet, as you are reading of that most likely success in the morning newspaper, and of the sophisticated computer programs that predicted it, and of the tens of millions of dollars it took to usher flight science into the 21st century, I want you to recall what I'm about to say today. Then you will picture in your mind a lonely span of North Carolina sand, and the snarl of a 12-horsepower engine, and the prototype wing warper that took to the skies December 17 of 1903, almost 100 years ago. The first controlled, powered, sustained airplane flight of any kind. The courtesy of two bicycle repairmen, the Wright brothers. So when the big breakthrough news comes out in October, you will know the rest of the story.